Tech Today.
Brought to you by PwC. Combining deep industry expertise with next generation technology to drive business success. Visit pwc.ie to learn more.
Now, we've learned plenty about the likes of ChatGPT and Google's Gemini, but is it time we all embraced AI in our day-to-day work lives? Here's Jess Kelly, our News Talk technology correspondent.
What's on your to-do list for today? Emails, admin, expense sheets, maybe a brainstorm in the afternoon when the last of the caffeine is draining from your system. Throw in the odd meeting or two and that's it. Every moment of your working day is filled to the brim. But what if you could get some of that time back? Rather than spending 30 minutes reading through detailed emails, what if you could get the key takeaways in easy-to-digest bullet point form? Rather than staring blankly at an A4 piece of paper as you work to generate some ideas for your brainstorm, what if a list appeared, tailored to your requirements, that would act as a springboard for your creativity? And rather than spending hours sifting through receipts to organise and file your expenses, what if it could all just happen automatically? This and more can happen thanks to the brilliance and design of AI programs such as OpenAI's ChatGPT, Google's Gemini, and many others. At the core of each of these platforms is technology that is designed to augment what you do and take some of the mundane tasks off your desk. It's a dream, right? The work gets done and you're free to do more meaningful tasks. Here's my colleague Sally explaining exactly how it works.
AI is no longer science fiction. It's rapidly integrating into our workplaces, transforming how we work and the skills we need. While some fear job displacement, the reality is more nuanced. AI can be a powerful partner, boosting productivity, creativity, and overall well-being. But navigating this new landscape requires both enthusiasm and caution. One of the most significant benefits of AI is its ability to automate repetitive tasks. AI also excels at data analysis. It can process vast amounts of information, identify trends, and generate insightful reports. This empowers you to make data-driven decisions, leading to improved efficiency and better resource allocation.
Full disclosure, Sally doesn't exist. She's an AI text-to-speech application reading a script written by Google's Gemini. Would you have known she was an AI? Does it matter? What if a politician was to make an impassioned speech in front of the Dáil outlining the human impact of the housing crisis? But it turns out that was fully written by AI. Would you care? Or what about you receive an email from a friend thanking you for your support during a difficult time, but it was fully dreamed up by ChatGPT? Does that cross a boundary? See, it's a useful tool, but like any tool, be that a hammer or a car, user discretion is advised and before long will be required by law. For as smart as this technology is, it's not flawless. There are a few gaping holes in the stellar sophistication of AI. There's a few obvious ones. First up, bias. These platforms run off algorithms that are only as good as the data they're trained on. That means biases within the data can lead to discriminatory output. Number two, humanity. While these language models are good at pumping out conversational-style text, they're not human. They will be flawed. I've noticed, for example, that ChatGPT always makes everything sound and seem awesome. And that's very much not the case. Number three, and this is a big one, transparency. We don't have any real insight into how and why these platforms work the way they do. If you use them to assess or analyse data you feed it, that's one thing. But if you're asking it to write something for you, you don't always know where the content is coming from or how to back it up, particularly when it comes to the hot takes and big statements it often makes. Let's just say buyer beware. Now, if you're comfortable bypassing all that just to get to the benefits, you do need to be aware of the legislation that's coming down the tracks. Recently, the EU Parliament signed off on legislation that will put manners on the use of AI in Europe. The Act works by classifying products into different categories according to risk. The higher the risk, the stricter the rules. For example, any app that poses a clear risk to fundamental rights will be banned. Think those involving the processing of biometric data. Low-risk services like spam filters will fall on the lower end of the regulation spectrum. There's no denying that the use of AI will be beneficial for workers across multiple sectors around the world. But it's also going to be disruptive. Businesses are encouraged to have their own policies for the use of AI, particularly when the output is public-facing. By setting parameters around the acceptable and unacceptable use of the technology, businesses will have safeguards in place for their staff, their company, and its reputation. If you were to believe some of the sensationalised headlines we've heard over the last 18 months, you'd think that AI only came into existence at the end of 2022. But the reality is we've been using this technology for many years now. It's ingrained in much of the tech we use every single day, in many instances without us even knowing it. The gently approach is needed here. Even those at the forefront of generative AI models such as ChatGPT are encouraging caution. Here's what OpenAI Sam Altman said on the issue back in February of this year.
I think people are right to be cautious about AI. I think this is going to be an extraordinarily powerful technology. I think it's going to reshape significant parts of the way we live and work and that our economy runs. And part of our strategy, what we call iterative deployment, is that we want to put these things out into the world early so that people can adapt and think and provide input, and that we can be ready for the magnitude of change that will come over time. Mm-hmm. So I think that's great.
So what is the upshot? Don't be afraid of it. Absolutely use it. Get the benefits. But don't bet the house on it just yet.
And that was Jess Kelly, who presents Tech Talk podcast and the Tech Talk show, which goes out at 5 p.m. on News Talk on Saturdays. Backers.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.